I know Rihanna's on, the Super Bowl is on, but you're hanging out with me, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And you know, that's love. And when we start talking about love, we got to start talking about Tuesday, because it's Valentine's Day. And you know, after you've been married to somebody for so long, and you know, you've been getting gifts for your parents for so long and your kids for so long, you got to find something new to do. What about a craft? Thinking about doing something just a little bit different? Well, Amy Glassenberg is here, the co-founder and president of Craft Industry, and she is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Abby, I got to tell you, you know, I love my kids. And, you know, the one thing I love about them is that they're into crafts. They're really big into crafts. And, you know, now when it's somebody's birthday or anniversary or a Valentine's Day, you know, I'll have the kids make crafts. They've already painted rocks for their teachers for Valentine's Day. We're just waiting to put them in the baskets. But, you know, I think about that for the kids. I've never thought about that for me and the folks in my circle as a grown-up to come up with something crafty to give to those we love.
Absolutely. And first, thank you so much for having me. And absolutely, crafting is so fun to do with friends. And, you know, I think now this idea of Galentine's, where girlfriends get together, maybe have some wine or some cocktails and craft together, is so nice. And it's a great opportunity to make something and just have that bonding experience.
Okay, now for folks who have not crafted much, especially when we start talking about Galentine's Day, you know, a lot of the ladies that I know in my circle who participate in that, they don't have kids. So they don't have the glue sticks and the construction paper and the safety scissors at home. They don't have the books filled with Valentine's Day crafts to get them started and point them in the right direction. But craftindustryalliance.org has all kinds of cool stuff on your website and trends for Valentine's Day that folks can do and kind of have fun with.
Absolutely. And I think one easy craft to get started, if you don't have a lot of materials lying around, go to your craft store and buy a couple of colors of polymer clay. Sculpey is a great brand. Maybe get some red, some white, some pink or gold even would be beautiful. Just mix them together. You don't need to have any artistic talent to do this craft. You're just going to mix the colors together. You'll get almost a marbled effect. And then you can push it on the outside of a small, maybe glass Pyrex dish that you might have around, something you can put in the oven. And then it'll kind of hold the mold of the dish. So you can bake it right on there. And it bakes in the oven at 275 for just 15 minutes. So not too long. And when it comes out, you can take off the glass. And inside, you'll have this really beautiful handmade Sculpey trinket dish. You can put your keys in it. You can put your earrings in it. Everybody needs a little dish like that. Super fun to make with friends.
Oh my gosh. And you know, it's not very expensive. And that's the thing, you know, when you start talking about doing something special for somebody you love for Valentine's Day, there's always an upcharge. You know, the flowers are an upcharge. The candy is an upcharge. I'm like, wait, this same damn rose was $5 less last week. How is it that the rose has appreciated in value that much in 5 days? But they know that we are all looking for something to show our love, affection, and appreciation for folks around us. And so this is a way to really keep those costs down and still give a gift from the heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. And another great idea is you can go to Home Depot or even your grocery store and get some small pots with succulents in them or some other easy to care for plant that doesn't need a lot of, you know, TLC, and then paint the pot and make it really pretty. You can paint it white, maybe with some gold accents or color blocks, make it really modern looking. Again, this is super easy, inexpensive, using some acrylic paints and a paintbrush and a pot from the grocery store or from the hardware store, and you've got a really cute handmade gift that you can give to somebody.
Okay, now, Miss Abby, what do you say to people who say, I'm just not crafty? This all sounds great, but I got kicked out of art class because I was not the crafty kid in my group, and I have not crafted since high school. Now, Miss Abby's telling me to go to Home Depot and pick out items and sit in the living room with my girlfriends and get to crafting. What do you say to those folks?
I would say everybody is creative, and it's totally fine if it's not perfect. That's what handmade's all about, is those imperfections. Try making just something simple, like a card for somebody special in your life. Could be a teacher, could be a friend, just somebody, a colleague that you work with. This is such a simple craft. Just take a piece of paper, fold it in half, and you can cut out hearts like we learned to do in school. You can, you know, draw on it. You can put a little doily on there, whatever you want. But write something, you know, from the heart on the inside. And I bet it will be something the person who receives it really cherishes.
Okay. And so how long would that take? So, for instance, if I'm crafting for the first time, I'm listening to Miss Abby and Miss Shaletta on CCO Radio and Geraldine Steele Show, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not finna spend all this extra money on flowers and gifts at the upcharge. I'm going to take their advice. I'm going to go to the Home Depot. I'm going to go get some craft items. I'm going to stop at Michael's and, you know, pick up a few things, go home and put something together. Well, you know, when we start talking about beginning to end, how long will something like this take?
I think you could probably carve out maybe 20, 30 minutes. And one of the things about making things and doing some art and doing some crafts, even if you haven't done it in a really long time, is you kind of get into this zone and all your troubles and all your worries kind of melt away. And all you're thinking about is what you're making. And if you're making with someone, then you're chatting. And time actually really flies by. And you might find that, hey, that was really a de-stressor for me, and I want to incorporate crafting into my life more often.
You know, I didn't even think about that aspect of getting into something and putting your whole everything into it and being creative and cutting and coming up with concepts and, you know, coloring and doing all the fun stuff. You know, when we start, you know, taking our mind off of everything else around us, and Lord knows we got enough stress, Miss Abby, going on, whether it's the kids or the husband or the ex-husband, or work. You know, it's nice to find something that we can do that, you know, will take our mind off of those things. Girl, I forgot all about that part.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the painted rock idea that you mentioned at the start that you're doing with your kids for their school. And a lot of times that's what we do if we have kids, is we make things with them, especially around Valentine's Day, to give out to their classmates. Mm-hmm. But that one is so fun because you just paint the rock and then you can decorate it with something really simple, like a simple heart shape. Does not need to be fancy. And that's something people can put out in their garden. They can, you know, kind of hold it as almost like a de-stress or kind of a worry, you know, de-worrying kind of thing. You can just hold it and it feels good in your hand. It's such a lovely gift to give to somebody and really easy to make.
It was easy. It was fun. I've got to post pictures up and send you a couple. Now, craft. Yeah. IndustryAlliance.org, Valentine Trends for 2023. That's the website where people can go and get some ideas. You know, if you're not crafty or trendy and, you know, you think, I want to do something, but where do I get started? That is a great place to start. I'm so glad that you all have put this resource together, Miss Abby, because it is really filled with great ideas that you can use not just for Valentine's Day, but at any point, you know, when you're getting together with the folks that you know and love and you get to crafting.
Absolutely. I really hope people will head over and take a look, and no matter what, just sit down and make something, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, next month, but it will add so much to your life.
Well, Ms. Abby Glassenberg, co-founder and president of Craft Industry Alliance, joining us on Still Talking, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I thank you for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and happy Valentine's Day.